Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The latest update for Palworld, version 0.2.0.6, introduces significant new content to the game, including its first raid boss named Belenoir. Players can summon raid boss pals using slabs at the new summoning altar, but these summoned bosses are exceptionally powerful and cannot be captured. Pocket Pair, the developer, advises players to team up with their base pals to confront these formidable foes. Additionally, an extreme version of the raid boss presents an even greater challenge for players. Defeating raid boss pals can yield pals eggs as rewards. The update also introduces various new items, such as training manual items to grant experience points to pals, recovery meds for gradual HP recovery, and homeward thunderclouds for instant relocation to the nearest base. Other enhancements include adjustments to pals, improvements to the user interface, rebalancing, bug fixes, and additional cheat prevention measures. Changes to bases allow players to compel pals to work and cancel their breaks by physically interacting with them and directing them towards specific facilities. The update is currently available on Steam and will soon be released on Xbox. EA has announced that Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, a free-to-download collectible role-playing game, will soon be available on PC, 8 years after its initial launch on mobile platforms. The game first debuted on iOS and Android devices in November 2015. Registration for a closed beta for mobile players interested in trying out the PC version is now open via the EA app, although there is no mention of a console port at this time. According to reports from Game Informer, the PC version of Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes features cross-save functionality with the mobile version, allowing players to transfer their progress seamlessly between platforms. The PC version also boasts improved performance, with the frame rate doubled to 60 FPS, along with enhancements such as anti-aliasing and higher resolution settings. The game's layout has been adjusted for PC, and it also offers support for mouse and keyboard input, including key remapping options. Players who have been enjoying the game on mobile devices will be able to continue their progress on PC, and EA has indicated that both versions will receive updates simultaneously once the PC version is officially released. Gameplay footage and images from the cancelled Nolanverse Batman game, once in development at Monolith Productions, have surfaced online. Before Monolith released Middle-earth: Shadow of Mordor in 2014, the studio was working on a project codenamed Project Apollo, intended as a game based on Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, starring Christian Bale as Batman. Reports suggest that director Christopher Nolan himself may have halted the game's development to focus on The Dark Knight Rises, the final installment in his Batman movie trilogy. Project Apollo was said to incorporate the Nemesis system, which Monolith later utilized in Shadow of Mordor with great success. Recent findings by ex-Twitter user SpideyRanger reveal gameplay footage and images that shed light on the cancelled game's concept. The footage shows Monolith's vision for an open-world Batman game set in Gotham City, featuring stealth and combat mechanics reminiscent of Rocksteady's Arkham series. Players would traverse the open world using Batman's signature gadgets, such as the grappling hook and the tumbler Batmobile. Warner Bros. Reportedly retooled the Batman game into a Lord of the Rings project, resulting in Shadow of Mordor. This decision was made because Warner Bros. Did not want to have two competing Batman gaming franchises. Rocksteady has launched a spring-themed promotion for Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, offering free outfits for logging in each day this week. The promotion began on April 3rd with a new outfit for Captain Boomerang and continues until April 7th. Each member of the squad receives a free outfit during this event. This promotion follows the recent release of Kill the Justice League Season 1, which introduced Joker as a playable character. Season 1 arrived just under 2 months after the game's launch, and a month after Warner Bros. Discovery acknowledged that the game has fallen short of our expectations. Despite the new content, player numbers for Suicide Squad on Steam have been declining. The game peaked with 13,459 concurrent players on Steam, but the current player count has significantly decreased. Rocksteady had committed to 4 seasons of support for Suicide Squad, each adding new playable characters, environments, loot, and activities. Recent data mining has revealed hints suggesting the return of Batman, as well as potential additions of Flash, Green Lantern, Mrs. Freeze, Nora Fries, Lawless, and Deathstroke as playable characters. The upcoming release of Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 has sparked discussions about its technical specifications, particularly regarding frame rate. Mark Slater Tunstall, the VFX director for Hellblade 2, confirmed in an interview with GamePro that the Xbox Series X and S versions of the game will be locked at 30 frames per second with dynamic resolution. Additionally, there are no additional graphic options, such as a performance mode, available on consoles. However, the PC version of the game is not locked to 30 FPS, and players can achieve increased frame rates on that platform. Slater Tunstall explained that the decision to lock the console versions of Hellblade 2 to 30 FPS was made to create a more cinematic experience. He did not specify whether this decision was influenced by technical limitations of the Xbox Series S or other factors. The choice to lock Hellblade 2 at 30 FPS has generated some controversy, particularly in light of recent criticism aimed at Xbox first-party studio Arkane Austin for capping its multiplayer shooter Redfall at 30 FPS upon release. Redfall eventually received a 60 FPS mode months after its launch. Earlier this year, Microsoft and Ninja Theory revealed that the game would be a digital-only release priced at $50 when it launches on May 21st. Roblox continues to be a massive phenomenon, with monthly player numbers exceeding 200 million, nearly double the total player base of Steam. Despite its popularity, Roblox has faced controversy, particularly regarding its treatment of young developers on the platform. In 2021, People Make Games accused Roblox of exploiting young developers, many of whom are under 18 years old. The accusations centered around the system of paying developers a fraction of their in-game earnings in Robux, Roblox's in-game currency. Additionally, Roblox sells Robux at a significantly higher price than it buys them, with 1,000 Robux cashing out at 3.50, but costing around $12.50 to purchase. Roblox issued a general statement in response to these accusations, highlighting the growth in the total earnings of its creators, the coding skills they acquire, and the support programs available to them. During an interview with Roblox studio head Stefano Carazza at GDC in March, Carazza addressed the reputation of Roblox and the perception of exploitation of young developers. He suggested that while some may view it as exploitation, others see it as providing opportunities for individuals, including teenagers, to earn income and sustain their lives, especially in regions where economic opportunities may be limited. Carazza emphasized the democratized nature of Roblox's platform, allowing people from around the world, including teenagers, to create and monetize content. He noted that while the average age of Roblox game developers is in their 20s, there are also teenagers who have achieved significant success on the platform, some even being hired by Roblox itself. In a recent interview with Ruleweb, director Kim Hyong Tae shed light on what players can expect from Stellar Blade on launch day. One notable feature fans can anticipate is the absence of microtransactions, at least initially. Kim emphasized, "We want to make it clear at this point that Stellar Blade will not require any additional expenses that gamers are not aware of beyond what they paid for the package." This assurance from Kim suggests that Stellar Blade will not include microtransactions upon release. However, ShiftUp, the developer behind Stellar Blade, hasn't entirely ruled out the possibility of introducing microtransactions in the future. Kim mentioned, "The only exception is if we create collaboration costumes with another company's IP. Those may be sold for a fee." This suggests that while microtransactions are not part of the launch version's plan, there may be opportunities for collaboration costumes to be sold separately. Additionally, Kim revealed that there won't be a New Game Plus feature in the launch version of Stellar Blade, but hinted at its potential addition in future updates. Despite this, ShiftUp has no plans for premium DLC at the outset. Instead, players can expect free updates post-launch, with additional costumes for the protagonist, Eve, being among the chief offerings. Stellar Blade is an action-adventure game exclusive to PlayStation 5, developed by ShiftUp, known for the popular mobile game, Goddess of Victory Nikki. The game follows the journey of a girl named Eve as she battles mysterious invaders known as natives in a post-apocalyptic Earth. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.